Satan control our lives right now? How many of us have lost control of our lives? It's hard, ain't it? It's hard to keep control of our lives in the midst of the crazy chaos that we live in right now. Amen? Especially with this pandemic that we're going through. Because we never know one day to the next what they're going to do. We don't know if they're going to mandate back up that everybody has to wear a mask. How many of y'all like wearing a mask? I've never seen no hand go up in here. I do not like wearing them things. Amen? Those are not comfortable. They're not easy to talk out of. Y'all know I don't talk about it anyway, so if I got a mask on, nobody's going to hear me. Y'all supposed to say nobody hears me anyway, but... Hey, amen. Hey. But we got to get out of the midst of that chaos, don't we? But you know what? Satan's out there trying to lie to us. Satan's out there trying to tell us a certain way is the right way. But y'all know what Satan is, right? Satan a liar. Satan a liar from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed. And how many of y'all know Satan never goes to bed? Because he be telling you lies in your sleep and your dreams at night. Amen? But he's trying to get you to do things on his side of the track and make you think that it's from God and from Christ. Amen? We got to take back our lives. We got to get back what Satan has stolen from us. How many of us have something that Satan took from us? Amen? I better not be the only one. How about at home? How many of y'all got something that Satan's took from you? Are you ready to get it back? Or are you just going to let him have it? Are you just going to let him have it? Because I'm going to tell you something. According to the Bible, Satan cannot have anything that we have without us giving it to him. Amen? He just can't come and take it. We got to be willing to give it to him. Amen? But I know a God that says, ha! It don't matter what Satan tries to take from us. I'm bigger than Satan. I'm bigger than Satan. So when he's in there, when Satan's in there trying to take something from us, trying to give us dreams in our sleep, we got a God that can say, hey, get out there. And when we tell him he's got to go in Jesus' name, hey, guess what? When we tell Satan he's got to go in our name, he's got to really leave us. He don't have to do nothing but what Satan wants to do. But when we tell him he got to go in Jesus' name, guess what? He got to run. He got to hide. He got to get out of our lives. Amen? He got to get the chaos and get up and go. He ain't got to leave the state. He ain't got to leave the country. But he got to leave our mind and our soul when we tell him in Jesus' name. Amen? Hey, your main scripture today is going to come from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 and the first part of 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Betty will have that up there in just a second. Let's go ahead and open the prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, allow your spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to the message and blessings that you have today, Lord. May you give us a new sense of direction, Lord, on taking back our lives, Lord. Lord, even if we've only lost it for a little bit, Lord, give us the desire, the will to get it back, Lord. To live back in your freedom, Jesus, instead of hell's chaos, Lord. Lord, may I ask you to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Give me an amen at home in the comments. But Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, the NIV version says it this way. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. That's where we're going to cut it. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm glad we got a Jesus that does a new thing in us when we accept him. Amen. I'm glad we got a God that says doing a new thing. So when Satan tries to roll up on us, we can be like, yeah, That's nice of you, Satan. Thanks for the offer. But I got a much better ticket ahead. Amen. What do you think the difference is between those who are fulfilled in life? What do you think it is? Think it's a great relationship? Think it's a great financial stability? A meaningful ministry? A meaningful love life? Do you think? I'm going to tell you, a lot of world would say yes, 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 yes. All those are what mean by being fulfilled in life. I'll get that word out here in a second. Amen. How many of y'all know before you actually truly met Jesus, that was mostly what you thought a fulfilling life was? Was a great financial, great relationship, a big house up on the hill, a good love life. Amen. But it's not, is it? That's not truly what is meant by being a fulfilled life. Because the rest of the world that don't know Jesus, they struggle with relationships. They struggle financially. Hey, guess what? Even when you know Jesus, you might not have all the money in the world, but you don't struggle. Amen? You have a freedom in it. You have a joy in it. Amen? No matter how much money you got in the bank, you got a joy. But the rest of the world feels empty inside, don't they? We got a God that fills our heart no matter what's going on with happiness and peace and comfort. Amen? We look at smart people. We look at a lot of smart people that don't know Jesus are miserable, aren't they? They're miserable, talented people. They're broke. They have all the money in the bank, and they're still broke inside. Amen? We look at attractive people. Not me, of course, but attractive people. And they can't hold a relationship. They can't hold a relationship because they don't know what a true relationship means because they're still living out in the world. Amen? So what's the difference? What's the difference in one side or the other? It all boils down to this. Decisions. It all boils down to decisions. The quality of our decisions determines the quality of our life. If we make godly decisions, the quality of our life will be joy and happiness. Amen? The problem is, though, we're human. The problem is, we have a carnal nature. Even after we get saved, guess what? We still got that carnal nature until we get to heaven. Amen? So that's the problem. We're human. You know what that means? I don't know about you, but if I'm left on my own, I am not a great decision maker. I make some poor choices, some bad choices, bad decisions. Amen? We eat more than we should. We buy things that we can't really afford. We say things that we regret. Amen? Bad decisions. Not good decisions. We do things that we don't want to do. We hurt people that we love the most. Amen? We got to be better decision makers. We got to be better decision makers. We got to be willing to allow God to truly tell us which decisions to make and be willing to get ourselves out of the way and let God lead, guide, and direct our lives. Amen? But why do we just struggle? Why do we struggle to make those decisions? To make good decisions? One reason is that we're overwhelmed with choices. How many of y'all know we got millions of choices that are placed on us? Every second we're thinking about something, we gotta make a choice. One way or the other, don't we? What am I gonna eat after church? What football game am I gonna watch? We all kind of stuff going on in our mind, don't we? Some people say we have over 35,000 decisions a day that goes through our brain. That's a lot of decision, isn't it? That's non-stop
all day long. Where, what to eat, what to wear, what to say. What show to watch. How many of y'all got, everybody want to find out what show you should watch tonight?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, if it ain't a Jesus-based show, you probably don't want to watch it anyway.
Cobra Kai,
it's a good follow-up, but it's not Jesus-based. Amen. But you got to make decisions all day long.
We got too many of them, don't we? We got way too many decisions. We get decision fatigue. We get tired of deciding. How many of y'all ever had somebody say, well, hey, where do you want to go eat today?
I don't care.
Whatever you choose is good.
We say that a lot of times because we're tired of making choices. We're tired of deciding what to do, where to eat. Amen. We got decision fatigue.
As the volume of decisions increase, the quality of those decisions decrease. We lose the quality of them. We got hard decisions all day long. We come home frustrated. We binge eat. We gain weight. We get fat. Hey, guess what happens when you binge eat, gain weight, and get fat? You get diabetes.
Uh-huh. Been there, done that.
Play that game. Amen. Bad decision. That's what caused it, was my bad decisions. Amen. We make a wise decision, financial decisions, for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, guess what happens? Stupid moves in. And we make some stupid impulse buy. You was the Best Buy, and you see, oh, look at that 70-inch TV. Yeah, they got it on sale for $9.99. It was $1,200 last week. Oh, impulse buy. You just wasted 2 weeks of good financial decisions on an impulse buy that you don't really need a 70-inch TV for your bathroom.
Just saying.
We get tired of we make stupid decisions. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I still have those problems, especially with electronics. I could go put a 70-inch TV in every room in my house, including the kitchen. And what you need is and I know some people got TVs in their kitchen. I don't know what you need a TV in your kitchen for, or bathroom. I've seen some hotels with bathrooms with TVs. Why? That's just overkill. But if you got that in your house, that's definitely an impulse buy that you've had. If you can't not watch the TV while you're taking a bath or a shower, oh, you got more problems than spending money. You need to talk to somebody, amen? We're afraid of making the wrong choice. That's another struggle that we have. We're afraid of making the wrong choice. We're afraid of missing God's will. We want to have the perfect school, the perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect marriage in God's will. But since we weren't sure, we don't make any decision. We just let it slip by. We let it go through our fingers. Amen. But guess what? Indecision is a decision. Amen. You decided not to do anything. You decided not to act. You decided not to get in God's Word in the morning. Amen. That's still a decision. Indecision is the enemy of progress. Third thing is that we let our emotions overrule logic. We let our emotions overrule logic. And that can go back to something you're binge watching, something that you're buying on the side, like we talked about the TV. Our emotions overrode the logic. Didn't need that 70-inch TV. If you needed one at all, you could have bought a much cheaper model, a much smaller size. Amen. But that indecision, we got happy when we seen it. Amen. But when you go to Dairy Queen and you roll up on there, and guess what's in there? The high blizzard. Oh, yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all know? That is an emotional buy, an emotional purchase that overrules logic. One, we don't need all that fat sugar. Two, have you seen the price of them things lately? A medium blizzard is like $6 now. It's ridiculous. I'm like, man, I can go to Kroger's and get 2 half gallons of ice cream for less than $6. But I'm gonna get a little, and the medium is nowhere near as big as it used to be. I don't know if y'all notice that. It's a lot smaller now. But again, we let that emotional buy, that taste buy, in that case, overrule the logic. And overanalyzing doesn't matter. We have to let ourselves be controlled by God. Not our carnal neighbor. Not Satan. Amen. Not the world. Because we will destroy it. Ourselves. And let Satan and the world be part of it as well. We can't overanalyze what doesn't matter. Amen. When it comes to important decisions, we have to react in the moment. We can't just snap react. A kid upsets you. Logic says, be patient. Don't. When a kid upsets you, logic says, be patient. But what do we say? Hey! We want to yell, don't we? Amen? That's the difference. Unexpected temptation. Logic's not wise. Our emotion is to yell. Our emotion is to scream. Amen. But what's going to happen if we do it the way logic should tell us to do it? If we do it patiently. It's going to be a whole lot better on the kid. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I don't like yelling. Everybody might think I do, but I don't. It's not fun. It hurts your vocal cords when you yell. Amen. It hurts your heart when you yell. It hurts you physically when you yell. Amen. But so often we let the emotions take control of us. Amen. So often the emotional decisions that hurt us most, it's the emotional decisions that hurt us the most. Don't make permanent decisions based on our temporary emotions. The quality of our decision determines the quality of our decisions determines the quality of our lives. One of the best ways to live forward-looking, people-loving, and glorifying God. Decide before what you will do later. Decide now what you will do later. Amen. As followers of Jesus, ask God to help us. Ask us to decide beforehand. Amen. Proverbs 16:3 says this: commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. With God's help. Y'all hear that? With God's help. Not with Ronnie's help. Not with your help. Not with the world's help. Not with Satan's help. Amen? But with God's help, we will determine our course of action before the moment that we have to make the decision. Amen? When faced with a decision, we've decided to take a certain action. Amen? When faced with certain situations, we've decided to take an action. Amen? When I'm tempted to make impulse purchases, what should we do? Don't go to the store. Amen? Don't go to the store for one. But what should you do? When you're tempted to make impulse purchases, wait 3 days before you actually purchase. That gives you time to go back and say, man, do I really need that big 70-inch TV? It is a good deal. But do I really need it? Instead of just sitting up there going, look,
I need it.
Because you probably don't really need it. You really want it.
And it's a little bit off. But you're going to, that's what you're going to do when you first see it at the store. It's going to be like, oh,
I need it. And it's a good price. It's going home with me in the car.
We got to stop doing that. We got to give some time. Amen. Go back. Wait 3 days. Pray. Pray to God if it's really the thing that you need. Or if it's just something you really want. Amen. Wait a little period of time before you make in those impulse purchases. When we worry, we got to take the burden to God. Amen. We got to let God deal with it. Because we will never solve anything on our own. We will never solve one of our burdens on our own. We can only let God take care of it. Amen. When you get cut off in traffic, pray to go to heaven. Don't let the guy that's cutting you off take you towards hell. Amen. Don't let the guy. We got to decide how we're going to react. Amen. How we're going to live. Amen. There's a few examples in the Bible of this. Genesis 22, God told Abe to offer his son Isaac for a sacrifice, to trust God. And Abe said, I don't really understand why you're wanting me to do this, but okay. He trusted him, didn't he? He trusted God. Even though he was asking him to sacrifice his son. And Ruth 1, no matter what, where you go, I go. She decided to follow. Amen. And Daniel and his friends were taken to foreign lands and tried to be brainwashed. Amen. Daniel 1:8 says, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. Daniel knew what he valued. Amen. So he decided in advance what he wasn't going to be part of. Amen. What do you value? What do you value here today, here at home? What do you value? Do you value integrity? Do you value faithfulness? Do you value purity? Do you value generosity? When your values are clear, guess what? Our decisions are clear, are easy. When our values are clear, our decisions are easier. Amen. Based on what we value, will you help us decide now what we will do later when those situations arise? Amen. And don't we realize that our decisions are rarely isolated? They're rarely just me. When I make a decision, it affects everybody. Amen. If I make a decision here about the church, guess what? It don't just affect me. It don't just affect Pastor Ronnie, does it? It affects everybody that's a member here at the church or that's watching online. Amen. What you do is seen by people you don't even know. How you act is seen by people that you don't even know. So our decisions are very rarely isolated. When you go to the mall and you struggle to get through there and that parking lot is packed and you're pulling up parking and they're looking at you with that church sign on the back of your car. That decision to yell and scream just because you couldn't find a parking place close wasn't isolated, was it? Wasn't isolated just with you in the car. You got to realize where you're at, what you're doing. Amen. Decisions determine direction, and direction determines our destiny.
If your life's moving in the direction of your decisions, do you like the direction that you're going right now? If it's moving in the way that your decisions are making it go, do you like that direction? Or are you still going towards the world side? Or are you going towards Jesus? Amen. It's time to take back our lives. It's time to get them back in order. Amen. We got a lot of inconsistency in our lives. We got a lot of unpreparedness. Unintentional, selfish, short-sighted. Get that word out. That quit when things get tough. When Satan's beating us up a little bit, we want to have a little pity party, don't we? But we got a God that says, you don't have to worry about Satan beating you up. You have freedom from that. But we still want to have that pity party, don't we? We still want to give up when things get tough. We still want to quit. Amen? So I ask you today, are you ready? Are you consistent? Are you devoted? Are you generous? Are you faithful? Are you a finisher? We're all tired, aren't we? We're all tired physically a lot of the time. We're overwhelmed. We get angry. We get emotional. We get discouraged. We get depressed, don't we? And we let our heart become more vulnerable. Amen? But again, decisions won't be based on emotions in the moment, but on the values that God places in our hearts. As long as we're allowing Him to place it and not the world, our decisions are going to be a lot easier to make. Amen? But the good news is, guess what? Everybody say, what's the good news? Comment from home. What is it? What is it? The good news is this. We are not saved by the quality of our decisions. We're saved by the grace of our God. Amen? We're not saved by the quality of our decisions. We are saved by the grace of our God. Not my will, but His will. Amen? Not my way, but His way. Whew. We got to commit everything to the Lord. Amen? And He establishes our plans. Jeremiah, we're told that He has our plans laid out before us. Amen? It's time for us to take them back. Take whatever Satan stole from you. It's time to take back your life right now. Amen? Determine our course of action before the moment of our decision. Amen? Let's pray before they come for the final song. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, and for Your word spoken, not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your scripture today, Lord. Lord, and Your message on taking back our lives, Lord. Lord, when we're in You, Lord, we truly have freedom that You have set us free from all worldly and satanic things, Lord. Lord, we know from time to time we get a little lazy on our end, Lord. Lord, and the Lord likes a lazy, Lord. Lord, and sometimes we venture back into the world side, Lord. Lord, we ask You right now, Jesus, just to put an impression upon each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, that we truly need for Your will to reign true in each one of our lives, Lord. Lord, again, it's not my will, it's Your will, Jesus. And we are saved truly by the grace of our God, Lord. Our King of Kings, Jesus, and Lord of Lords. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Amen.